Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. And I'm so glad you could join us tonight, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Wherever you are, however you are accessing this great program, whether you be around the U.S. or around the world or wherever you are. And I'm so glad that you could join us tonight. As tonight, we're going to be teaching on the Heavenly Father. Last night we talked about natural fathers and how they're to be the leader of the home. Tonight we're going to deal with the Heavenly Father and how the Heavenly Father loves us. And he's the best father that we could ever have. Yes, I'm doing this in honor of Father's Day, which is coming up on Sunday here, Sunday of June. I made a mistake last night when I said about the summer solstice, when I said that it was on Sunday. It's actually on Saturday, pretty close to 6 o'clock at night. And that is when the astronomical summer begins. Meteorologically, summer started June 1st, goes to August 31st. Just so you are following me. As I said, we're going to be dealing with the Heavenly Father tonight. And about how he's the best father we could have. How he has his best interest in mind for us. Just like how our fathers should have our best interest, he has our best interest in mind. Let me think here. What was I going to say? Oh, I have received word from, Cedar Point didn't contact me directly or anything, but they've announced that they're supposed to open up approximately July 13th, and then to be open through Labor Day, hopefully they'll be doing their Halloween weekends. I really hope so. I enjoy those, as usually I go once a year. This year will be no exception. As I love it there. It's in my favorite state that's not a southern state, which is that state to the south. I'm in Michigan. I try not to say it by name. Because those of you who listen to the show know I love it a lot. Down there. It's diners and such, and it's amusement parks and that, just have always thought very fondly of it. And of course, the Buckeyes, team you want. I have my favorite teams. You have your favorite teams. And we can get along. That's right. Now, I just wanted to say another thing I wanted to mention right now is this idea that right now we're dealing with an increase in corona cases in certain places, where that's going on. What it is, since elective surgery opened back up, they're testing everybody that is going into surgery. And the more testing you do, the more cases you'll find. You may remember a month ago, I had mentioned that in one country they had tested a peach and a pawpaw. No, not a dad, a pawpaw. I don't know if a pawpaw is an animal or it's another kind of fruit or what it is, but both of them tested positive. The initial round of the virus failed. The riots and looting are failing. Now they want to try to increase, bring back the virus again. They just don't want us to prosper, I think, is what it is. Don't want America to be at peace. You know, just certain people. But I just know America's best days are ahead of us, I feel like. We need to keep praying over it, over this country. Yes, we do. And I talked to you last night about the difference between authority and tyranny and what, you know, the differences are and how God put authorities in place, but God did not create tyranny. That medical tyranny that we are to a degree still in, but we're in even stronger weeks ago, still locked right down. The U.S. Constitution, it's working. Churches are opening back up. Businesses are opening up. States are opening back up. I was at my local mall today. There were 6 different salons in there. Only one of them was closed. Only one of the salons was closed. Only one. I don't know why that particular one was still closed and not one of the other ones, but it was. People were in there getting hair done, nails done, stuff of that nature, because if you let your hair grow out around here, now is the time to get it trimmed. Of course, unless you want to grow it out for whatever reason. I have an update for you on that barber out of Owosso, our barber hero friend. He just had his license. His license is no longer suspended, and his business license is now also back on. So they're no longer suspended. Praise God. And this is a result of the executive orders that have been issued that allow barbers to be open across the state of Michigan as of this past Monday. And as a result, he has no further penalty for cutting hair. He's been doing cutting hair for like almost 60 years. Think about that. He's been doing it from basically just about as long as my mom's been alive. Oh, sorry. I mean, he's been doing it since 1960, just about. Sorry about that, listeners. I mean, he's been doing it for about 60 years. 60 years. 60 years. A lot of people will do something for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, but think about this, 60 years that he's been a barber. And he still enjoys it. And I'm telling you, God's flipping. The reason some of these states are having problems with surging cases. The devil's throwing a fit. He doesn't want places open back up. He wants them shut down. He doesn't want the church to meet. You realize that, right? The devil does not want the church to meet. The devil does not want the church to meet. He does not want states to go to open back up. He doesn't want that. He wants everyone in fear, locked up in the house with a mask on in the house. He doesn't want us opening back up to bind that spirit. To continue to curse the virus and that it dies. And that everything the enemy has planned to not right here, right now. And I believe that's what we'll see. And I stand on the word of God, promises of God. Amen. Stand. We stand on the promises of God. On the promises of God, not on the promises of a human. Regardless of who that human is, the promises of God. Stand on, that's who I stand on. The word of God is my sure foundation. Yes, it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Real quick here, while I sing a couple songs, I wanted to encourage you that on a nice warm day like today, why not go through your local McDonald's and grab yourself an icy cold Coca-Cola with a low price of just $1 plus tax. You can get in any size soft drink that you want from McDonald's with ice, with a little bit of ice, with lots of ice, or with no ice. Personally, I choose no ice. Your choice of flavor, regular Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper. Sprite mix, Fanta orange. Down here they got Verner's. Or, of course, Diet. But then again, who drinks Diet? So, Diet Coke. Because I don't think Diet Coke's for winners. Regular Coca-Cola is for winners. But not Diet. One of you Diet soda drinkers is welcome to set me back online. Just fun. So I kind of like to pick at those who like to drink diet soda and tell them that diet soda is not for winners, but regular is for winners, specifically Coke and not Pepsi. And I know with Preacher Man, by the way, Preacher Man, if you're listening right now, I love you very much. Greatly love you and appreciate you. But the same with me and Preacher Man was Coke versus Dr. Pepper. He loves Dr. Pepper. He's a soft drink of choice. My soft drink of choice is Coca-Cola. And the variants. The flavored variants, I should say. Cherry Coke, cherry, Coca-Cola cherry, Coca-Cola vanilla, as well as orange vanilla, and now cherry vanilla. The different variants of Coca-Cola. That's my favorite soda. Preacher Man's is Dr. Pepper. Which, yes, every once in a while I like to drink it, Dr. Pepper here and there. Preacher Man before. But my Coca-Cola is better, is a lot better than his Dr. Pepper. And back when my local mall around here had a McDonald's in it, I used to get regular Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper mixed together. Yep, I did. It's okay to compromise that. Of course, that had closed like 6 months before we launched the radio program. But we just don't want to compromise the Word of God. No, we don't. Because we believe the whole Word of God. As I totally believe, and I trust that you do also. Praise God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, right now for America. We lift America up to you right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're moving in this land. Your word says that if my people would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I would hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and I would heal their land. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word for America. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you move mightily upon it. And just thank you, Lord God, that you would have your way. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in regards to this virus. This virus dies in the name of Jesus. Plan of the enemy. Stop. Right here, right now. Off of this country in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen and amen. All right. We're going to ask the Lord a little bit tonight. And as we get into the meat of the night here, I want to encourage you to whatever I do tonight, you follow along. I sing, you sing. I pray, you pray. I study the word, you follow along. As I'm exhorting you and teaching you, you pay attention, follow along, take note. Praise God. Those of you at home can have a real amen. There we go. All right. Now, the name of Jesus, shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near to thee. Lift him up. Come on and lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near to thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. Deaf ears will be open. Blinded eyes shall see. Chains will be broken. We'll have liberty. Lift him up. Lift him up. Tonight we're going to lift him up. We're going to lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near to thee. Lift him up. Lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near to thee. Lift him up. Come on and lift him up. Deaf ears will be broken. Open. Blinded eyes shall see. Chains will be broken. We'll have liberty. Lift him up. Lift him up. We're going to lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We lift you up, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like. I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, and you know what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. Who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am, your good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways, Lord. You are perfect in all of your ways. Yes, Father God, you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways, Father. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. Man, he's always there for us. Yes, he is. Love so unexplainable, I can hardly think. He's so unexplainable, I can hardly speak as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways, Lord. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, Lord. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our midst. You're moving in us. You're moving through us. You're working on the inside of us, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing through us, in us, for how you're using us. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you that you meet every need tonight. Every need represented. That you will just meet the need tonight. You meet the needs of every listener tonight. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that you're moving in our midst. That you will just have your way in the program tonight in Jesus' name. Session tonight over this program, I say that in the name of Jesus, that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come into this program, that sponsors come in and finances come in. And most importantly, Lord Jesus, I thank you for I thank you most of all tonight, Lord, for increases in souls, this huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, 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 amen. Turn with me in your Bible, please, to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Praise God, Matthew 6. We're going to be talking about our Father in heaven. Matthew 6. Going to start with verse 5. And Jesus said, this is red letters, so Jesus is speaking. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth. They have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret, he will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not keep on blabbing. Like pagans, you know, blab, blab, blab. For they think that they will be heard because of their many words. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. You should pray like this. Actually, it says, this then is how you should pray. But the way we would see it, it would be, this is how you should pray. It wouldn't say this then, it would just say, this is how you should pray. Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil one. For if you give men who sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive your sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Now Jesus teaches them. Fasting. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for their faces to show men that they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. When you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Verse 19, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy it, where thieves break in and steal. but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp for your body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. If your eyes are evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, nor do they store away, in barns. But yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field, how they grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I'm going to move forward a bit, a few chapters. Because I want to show you where it talks about how Jesus is teaching, and he says, if those of you who are evil, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, I'm sorry about that, listeners. I'm just looking. I'm just looking here. Verse 37, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his clothes and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives and receives me, and receives you, receives me. He who rejects you, rejects me. He who rejects me, rejects the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet, because he's a prophet, he will receive a prophet's reward. Anyone who receives a righteous man, because he is a righteous man, will receive a righteous man's reward. Anyone who gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. Now, Jesus, the Lord, is our Father who is in heaven. He is, and I want to explain something to you tonight, my listeners. I will be right back very soon. I just have to go use All right, listeners. Sorry about that. All right, we are back on. I timed that. Obviously, sometimes you can't help it. When you gotta go, you gotta go. But I tried to make it so that it wouldn't be any longer than some of these short commercial breaks. Like when you're listening to the radio, you're listening to music, they might go on a commercial break for, so that's why I tried to make that very, very short. All right. What we read tonight is our Father in heaven, the Lord. He cares about us. He cares about what we have need of. He cares. As we sung tonight, we sang tonight. He knows what we need before we say a word. He knows what we need. Sometimes whether we're younger, whether we're older, sometimes we have to actually tell our natural, we would have to tell our natural fathers, we tell our fathers what we needed, tell our natural fathers what it is that we have need of. I need this, I need that, I need to go here or there, whatever it is. But Jesus told us, do not worry about your life or your body. You know, don't worry about what you're going to eat tomorrow. And don't worry about what you're going to put on. And don't worry about what you're going to put on. Because obviously back then, they didn't have the grocery store. They didn't have the clothing store. And most of us here, we don't have to think about what we're going to wear. What we're going to eat. Usually, from many of us, it's more like, what do I want to wear? Usually, it's more, what do I want to wear tomorrow? What do I want to eat tomorrow for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Because usually, you'll be looking through your fridge, and generally, when you went to the store, you'll have sitting there looking at you, almost. And that stuff might be looking at you in the fridge, saying, hey there, mister. Are you going to eat me or not? But sometimes your stuff, if it could talk, because what it just might say. But like I was saying, you don't have to worry. There's things that you don't have to worry about. And the reason why you don't have to worry about those things, like what are you going to eat? What are you going to wear? Because your Father in heaven, He already knows that you need them, that you need clothes to eat, food to eat, and clothes to wear. Because He knows, that you live on the earth as He was once here. And but whatever it is you're believing for in life, your Heavenly Father the Heavenly Father. We are all His children. He knows what we have need of before we ask Him. You know, those of you who are out there looking for a new job right now, you need that new job? He knows you need that new job. He knows. You're looking for a new house? He knows you need that house. You talk to Him about what you have need of. He wants you to have what you have need of. He wants you to have those things that you have need of. He does. Amen. He wants you to have the things that you need. But He doesn't want you to worry about it. He does want to bless you. But in order to have His blessing to do what He tells you to do, keep His commands and the different things that He asks of you to do. You got to keep in mind part of what we read a little bit ago was, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Think about that for a second. Tomorrow will worry about itself. I know, I know what Jesus meant by that, but still found it kind of funny. I do, and I don't know why. I find it as a little bit funny, humorous. Later on, in Matthew and in Luke, Jesus talks about how many of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for an egg, would you give him a snake instead? And then he says, if you then being evil know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give you to follow Him? I mean, I would hope if your son asks you for a piece of fruit, or whatever else they would ask you for, I would hope you wouldn't give them a poison piece of fruit instead. Or give him a snake. I mean, I would hope not. Because Jesus would never. We are all children of the Lord. Every one of us. And I want to say, if you're younger and you don't have a dad, if you at any age and your dad died and your dad died, you know what? Jesus is a father to the fatherless. Now, obviously, I know this, but I really know this because at one time I was fatherless. For like 12 years. And then the man who's my father came into our life. We believed God. Me and my mom and my brother believed God for years for a dad. We believed God for that for years. From like the mid-90s till came to be. When my mom was before my mom's wedding day, when I was out there getting married, we went to receiving mode and being grateful, thanking God that we would have a dad. We didn't have to ask for a dad anymore because he was coming. You see, your Heavenly Father in heaven, he knows what you have need of. Just like your natural parents, your natural mother and father, you live with them, you talk to them when you need stuff. You know, if you don't live with them anymore and you need some advice, here's what I'm going through. Hopefully, in which case, if your parents are alive, hopefully you would call them. Give them a phone call. By the way, on Father's Day, listeners, by all means, do give your dad a phone call. And grill. By all means, grill some stuff. Or go out to dinner at the place of his choosing. Because in the majority of America now, you can go back to eating out. You may just need to hope and pray that you get a seat. But by all means, do something nice for your dad, please. For Father's Day, please do something nice for your father. Because your father, your Heavenly Father, Jesus, he loves us so much. He cares about us. And he wants to join in your interests. I think about Betsy the Planner. I was listening to one of his sermons. In it, he talked about how he was on his bike, his motorcycle. He was on his motorcycle, and he was just riding along on it. He might have been going fast. He might have not been. I forget. But Dad was talking to him and that, and he said, and Dr. DePlanis said, "What's going on, Lord?" And the Lord told him, "Let's enjoy in your interest. Because I know that he had, I know for sure that he had prayed to God for that certain kind of bike. And he knew that he liked to ride the motorcycle. And he was at it. He was on it, having a good time. I'm sure giving a few thank you Jesuses and hallelujahs in there. And then the Lord told him, just enjoying in your interest. The Lord loves to see his children happy. He does. Just like how at or your birthday when you were younger, I hope your parents like to see you play with your toys that they bought you. You know, on Christmas morning and didn't, or your birthday or whatever, and then say, "Oh, really? Turn it off. Turn it off now. That thing again." And then him be like, "I know sometimes with me, there would be certain toys and what have you that I like, that every once in a while I like to play it kind of early in the morning or late at night or whatever, and then she'd ask me to turn it off. But other than that, it wasn't like that. Usually, hopefully, they'll just be enjoying your interest." I know my mom sometimes, when my brother was younger, she used to tease and say that she wanted to learn how to play my brother's video game. One of my brother's video games. And then she kind of decided, I'm not going to bother playing it. But, you know, Jesus wants his children. The Heavenly Father wants his children. Think about it, listeners. It's like I said last night. We are the children of God. I didn't say the adult. I didn't say the seniors. I didn't say the teenage. I said the children of God. Regardless of how old we are. It's regardless of how old we are. Still loves us just the same. We're still his children. Dad and I go. I'm just so glad. So I just think about how great of a father our Jesus is. He loves me. He hears me. Calls me as his own. He tells us we are his own. Amen. He does. He tells us that we are his own. We are his own. We are the children of the Most High God. I wanted to take a few minutes and talk to you some of the few of the names of God, being He is our Father. Our Heavenly Father, and tell you about what He needs. His name is Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. Amen. He is the provider. There was a song we used to sing about that when I was younger, back in the mid to late 1990s. Amen. His name is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. His name is Sid Canoe. I didn't say he got sick in a canoe. I said his name is Sid Canoe. Remember hearing him say that, Shelley? Do you remember hearing him say that before? Like once or twice, how he said, I didn't say he got sick in a canoe. I said it's Sid Canoe. It's kind of funny the way he says it like that. Yeah, because he said, I didn't say he got his name is El Shaddai. His name is Nisi, the high and lofty one. His name is Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Peace, 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 peace. Peace, peace. Sorry, I was just a little. Peace just come upon me there when I said that. Sometimes you just, you know, say a certain thing and just the anointing just comes upon you right there, and you don't know what to say there for a quick little second. Sometimes you just got to run with it, listeners. Sometimes you just got to run with it. His name is Adonai. His name There's a lot of different names. Over the next few days, I'll look up even more of the names of God, and I'll reveal them to you, because our Father, who is in heaven, is our God. He's the Heavenly Father. And we should all know the names of God. Jesus says that, like, when you pray, you know, go to the secret place, close the door, pray to your Father who is in secret. If you pray to Him, you know, He knows what you have need of. And you'll receive your reward in full. And then treasures for ourselves on earth, where the moth and the rust destroy, and thieves break in and steal. I hope none of you listeners were doing any of that looting the past couple weeks. If I find out, listeners, that one of you were looting, you don't need to loot. You're blessed. You're a child of God. The children of God should not be out there looting. And participating in those riots. Or we should be protesting as the devil. When you think about it, when you go to the house of God, you're protesting the devil. It's a spirit-filled, water-baptized church. You know, when we worship and praise the Lord, we make the devil mad. Shout unto God, voice of triumph, you make the devil mad. When you give your tithes and offerings, the devil doesn't like that. Just thought of, back to what I was saying, you know, I was talking to you about that verse. I just had to bring up. But, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, thieves breaking and steal, but rather store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where there is no moth. There is no rust to destroy it. There are no thieves breaking in and stealing. Treasures in heaven. Where he said, where your heart is, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Meaning, treasure meaning like the things you enjoy, you know, what you spend your money on. And your time, what you spend your time on, and things of that nature. But like I said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Your treasure, your enjoyment is in the things of God. That means your heart is towards God. And we should all have a heart towards God. We should all have a heart towards God. A very good heart towards God at that. Well, like I was saying, you know, when we focus on things of God, the Lord takes notice of that. Jesus takes notice. He sees. Everything he knows, everything you do, he knows about it. He knows more about what you do than your natural father. You know, maybe when you were younger, maybe your dad and mom would come in the bedroom and do an inspection. Okay, just go in there and just, you know, do an evening stroll. A little evening stroll, right, Shelly? Just a little evening stroll. Yeah. In the bedroom like that, so just a little evening stroll. But really, you know, you do that to protect your children, just to kind of see, you know, to make sure that there's nothing that you wouldn't want them to have. But the Heavenly Father cannot sneak anything past him. He knows. You watch it, you hear it, you read it. You do it. You break one of his commandments. Whatever it is, something he doesn't like. He doesn't have to come in. He doesn't have. Obviously, he's in heaven. God knows about everything. He knows everything. You cannot hide anything from him. You will give an account for your life before the Lord Jesus. You will give an account. And everything you do, you'll give an account for every word, every thought, and every deed. If you don't know my Jesus, now is a great time to give your life to Jesus tonight. Right here, right now. Because we're in the last of the last days. I don't want to, listeners, I want to see every one of you make heaven. And I care about your soul. And I want to see you make heaven. And when someone gives their life to Jesus Christ, or maybe they haven't been living right, and then they repent of how they've been living and get right with God, there's more rejoicing over one sinner who repents than over 99 people who do not need to repent. Think about that for a second. And Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that these people would put this stuff, this word, to practice tonight. And as they go about their life, may we not be worrying so much. May we know that you have our best interest in mind. May we know that your plan is the best plan for us, Jesus. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling because you, Lord, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no terrorist, no coronavirus, none of this evil stuff is going to come near us, our immediate loved ones. We're going to be within great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Say amen. All right, I sure love you. And until next time, God first, God always. Good night, everyone.